Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. This just into the 1010 Winds newsroom. Word that at least one person is dead after a violent accident in Newark. Details are sketchy, but here's what we know at the moment. The car was going on 16th Avenue when it slammed into a tree and split into eight parts. One person was confirmed dead at the scene. Another three people taken to the hospital. Conditions not known at this time. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds for the very latest on this developing story. It's every subway rider's fear, and it happened to Keisha Hall at the Borough Hall subway station in Brooklyn yesterday. She was standing on the platform when a guy came up behind her out of nowhere, punched her in the head, and pushed her onto the tracks. A Good Samaritan jumped down to help her. Guy attacked him, too. They still managed to get to safety and were not seriously hurt. The suspect ran off and took a train. Hall told Channel 7 she wanted to see this guy charged.
This is somebody who is not of sane mind who did it.
Yeah.
We need to get these people off the street. And I want to thank all those people who was here to help me. I feel very, I'm still shaken up, but I feel very happy to be here to tell the story.
A few hours later, police arrested 35-year-old Franklin Avanceri. He's homeless. He's charged with assault. It's going to be an ugly weekend for PATH train riders. Only one lane is operating this weekend. 33rd Street line is closed for permanent signal installation, so only the World Trade Center line is running. They are giving riders a two-ride Metro card for this weekend only. And, of course, for all the information you need on that, stay with 1010 Winds for the traffic and transit on the ones. New worries about coronavirus here and across the nation and the world. Nassau County's health commissioner says a person who passed through the county is being tested for the bug, which has killed dozens and sickened hundreds in China. Gave no other details. Mayor de Blasio says,
we have to act on the assumption that there will, unfortunately, be cases sooner rather than later in New York City. There are many reasons for this, including a number of New Yorkers who travel to that area of China or have been in proximity to folks who did. And obviously the fact that we have the largest Chinese population of any city in the world outside of Asia.
Now, where the virus started.
The outbreak of a new virus in China has now infected 1,287 people, with 41 deaths reported by Chinese officials. China has now expanded a lockdown that affects 36 million people in Wuhan, the city where the outbreak started, and 12 other cities in central China's Hubei province. The potential of the outbreak is so serious that officials in Wuhan say a hospital is being constructed to deal with the crisis, with completion scheduled for February 3rd. Internationally, Australia has now announced its first case. France reports three cases, the first in Europe, and in the United States, a second case has been reported in Chicago. I'm Mike Gracia.
Also today, Hong Kong has declared a virus emergency. They plan to keep schools closed there for 2 weeks after the Lunar New Year holiday. And speaking of, it is the Lunar New Year. Celebrations all over the city and the world, really. Queen's Botanical Garden has a big event this weekend. Dylan House explains why they're celebrating tomorrow.
It's the biggest holiday event in China and many other Asian countries. And part of the Lunar New Year is there's a whole zodiac similar to Western astrology.
Tomorrow's events include a lucky plant sale, face painting, and crafts. Good news for fans of the Chelsea Flea Market. It's reportedly coming back in the spring. Gotham says the market, which ran for more than four decades in the West 20s, is coming back under new management in April. Brooklyn Flea co-founder Eric Denby says he and partner Jonathan Butler have a new lease for a market on West 25th Street and are looking for as many vendors as possible. The warden who was running the Manhattan Federal Prison when Jeffrey Weinstein died in his cell is being moved to run another facility despite the continuing investigation. Associated Press has learned the Federal Bureau of Prisons plans to move Lamine Lindaye to FCI Fort Dix, which is a low-security prison in New Jersey. It's still unclear why they're being moved in the middle of a new supervisory position despite continuing investigations. Well, at least we don't have to shovel it. Heavy rain is on the way. Wind and a chance of flooding, too. Let's get the latest live with AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz.
That's right. Yeah, at least we don't have to shovel it here today, but maybe shoveling some water because it'll be coming down pretty hard by the midday. Do want to mention there is a small window here across northwest Jersey for some freezing drizzle to start off the day. So watch out for some slick spots there. No concerns here in the city, but we will see periods of heavy rain here by the midday and early afternoon. Now, this rain will come down hard, perhaps over an inch of rain over a short period of time. That could lead to flooding on area roadways as well as poorly drained areas. Along with all of this rain, we have a stiff easterly wind, and that could pile up the water up in Long Island Sound and up into New York Harbor, and that means we could see some coastal flooding here at high tide this morning. Something to watch out for on both ends. That rain will come to an end here by this evening, so be careful if you are out and about, especially around the midday. Kathleen?
AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for the latest AccuWeather updates and everything else you need to know.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.